Local Matters brings you incredible stories about Indiana-owned businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. I'm Mel McMahon, and today we will talk with Megan Martin, who is the creative manager for Indiana Gifts. We'll talk about the challenges and the successes she has seen since she's taken this position. She'll talk about why we love supporting local.
You're listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Owned, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. Find local at IndianaOwned.com.
Megan, it's great to have you on the show again, this time in a different capacity than before. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. And you?
I'm doing great. I'm ready for the holiday weekend, right? A little longer time to kind of just take a deep breath, relax, spend time with friends and family, and not think about the business all the time, which is what I feel like we are constantly doing now. For those who might recognize your voice, you were on before with your business, Hoosier Artisan Boutique, but you have taken a leap of faith on us and joined our team. Tell us a little bit about what you do and what your role is now.
So I am the creative manager at Indiana Gifts. And the first thing I came on board was to help increase the variety of items available from the brands that are in Indiana. There are an amazing variety of creators, and we wanted to expand and have a better offering for people to send as gifts.
And you've done so much more than that for us since then. Cause I'm like, ooh, Megan be good at this. What has your experience been like so far? We got through that first big chunk, which was buying all these new products, but there's so much more that goes into a retail store, especially e-commerce now.
It's a steep learning curve. I mean, it's understandable why so many businesses were caught unprepared when the pandemic hit and local events ceased to happen and they needed to convert to online. A lot of them did have social media presences, but not necessarily a really good way to sell product online. And so making that conversion and that jump to full-time e-commerce and trying to learn the new cycles and just buying habits of customers is a completely different thing than hosting an annual event.
Right. And e-commerce is tough in general because you don't get to see your customer in person, right? You have to figure out who they are and then target them and then try to get them to the website and then get them to buy something or get them to come back to buy something. There's so many steps in it. But I feel like, especially right now with everything that's going on in our world, e-commerce is especially hard. Are you hearing that from other makers that you know?
I think so. Just with the changes to platforms and privacy issues and cookies on your browsers and all of those things, that information that used to be readily available isn't necessarily, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. People are more conscientious of their personal security and their personal safety. So just as a business, knowing that the information that you're getting isn't necessarily going to be as complete as it once was, and still trying to adapt and reach the people who would be happy to buy your items. And then there's also the challenge, you know, a lot of the things that we stock that are perfectly giftable are a lot easier to spur of the moment buy when you're in person and can smell how amazing this candle actually smells. Converting that into language that will make people happy and excited to buy it in an online capacity when they can't test it or taste it is a little more complex.
Well, and we have such a variety of things like that, you know, and, you know, we've met some of our vendors too. You know, we had a great event this week where, Unplugged Soy Candles, which is one of our vendors, was there. Master's Hand Barbecue was at this event. And so getting to, you know, meet the owners and see the sample, smell them, taste them. It is so different. And, you know, you're not buying like toilet paper from Costco online, right? You know what that toilet paper's like. Okay. Hopefully you're getting a good, you're getting a good kind of toilet paper. It's such a different experience than that. And I think that's what made it so tough when the pandemic first hit, is not only is it intimidating to move to a completely new platform, but what are those best practices for getting those ideas across and getting people enticed and wanting to buy that? And, you know, I'll be honest, it is challenging right? There's no magic wand, and everybody you ask tells you something different.
Well, and then just platform changes. You know, it used to be you could post a really cool image on Instagram and you'd get all kinds of interaction with it. And anymore, it has to be a video or it has to be a reel, or, you know, there's something new changing every 6 months or faster. And so trying, how many things can you learn and how many do you just stick with? And well, what happens when the things that you've been doing and were working no longer work?
And then speaking of changes, you put all this effort into this beautiful website and then you have to figure out how you can sell that stuff through Facebook. How do you sell it through Google? How do you sell it through Instagram? That's like a completely different job.
A lot of the connections and the integrations. And are those platforms going to talk nicely to each other?
Right. Right. I forgot to mention Pinterest. It's also on Pinterest, everybody. Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite products that we've added this year? We have such a variety now. I mean, we have hundreds of products, dozens of makers and producers. I mean, I'm really proud of what we have. And I know you've been working really hard on a new theme and a new look for the website. So I can't just wait to see that. But I don't want people to wait until that's done to go see what we have to offer.
So honestly, I think our card selection is one of the things that I'm super excited about, because we have a really wide variety for pretty much any occasion, from sympathy to celebration. And we've got sentimental to silly, depending on what you're in the mood for. So if you want something a little snarky, there's some of that. If you want something more sentimental and thought-provoking, there are those. Just ways to send a little bit of extra love in a package. And you know, because we are a small company and we're a small brand and we're local, you know, we're happy to personalize things and include notes from people. So if you add a card and you want to include a personal note to match it, we're happy to do that when we ship.
Well, I think that's such a nice touch, because you can pick out a bunch of things and send it as a gift, right? We don't have to ship it to you and then you repackage it and then you mail it, right? We are happy to do that. And, you know, really, it's an honor. We have shipped all over the United States. We have shipped to Canada. We have shipped to Mexico, right? Like, we're just putting pins in all these places in North America. And it's so rewarding to send love from Indiana, from this great state that we try to showcase everything that's wonderful about being here, because there is a lot. There is a lot. And I think the products that we have showcase that talent and showcase the different types of people that are here, and even, you know, different types of wood and different types of preferences. And we have amazing t-shirts that have all different kinds of messages on them. And I think that's one of the things that's great about our state is our diversity. And I really hope we're reflecting that, you know, with all the different products that are available in our store. And I really, really appreciate you, you know, curating this and helping people, including me, discover new makers. And talk about, what is that process like for you to have to, you know, dig through, to kind of go through your Rolodex and, you know, to find a product and then go through, is that going to work or not? Talk about that process a little bit.
Well, generally it's along the lines of, would I use or enjoy this myself? Would someone that I know use or enjoy this product? Do I already have some and love it and give it to other people? You know, having done the show for, my goodness, 13 years now.
Yeah, the Hoosier Artisan Boutique.
We have a fairly big network of people that we've seen, you know, grow their businesses over time. It's pretty remarkable. There are people who, you know, our event was one of their first shows and now they're killing it wholesaling nationwide. And so it's been fun to watch that progression of people. And then there are others who are perfectly happy to do a few shows a year and, you know, enjoy what they're doing, and we get to catch up and see them. So searching for products, it was, you know, is it shippable? That was part of it, right? Because buying in person is different. There are some things that just do not ship well. Chocolate being among them, although we do have some chocolate that is shippable.
Mm-hmm.
Sachati. So
yes, one of our Indiana owned members.
Mm-hmm. So is it shippable? Is it something that I would enjoy? Is it something that I know someone in my circle would appreciate as a gift? So we did focus on things that, you know, t-shirts that have Indiana themes are a lot of what is in, you know, we have a state parks tee that's been really popular because if you love to be outdoors or, you know, mm-hmm. someone who likes to garden or likes to travel, that is an ideal and it works for, you know, men and women. We picked out jewelry. I had my kids approve some of it. If it was things, you know, I figure I hit a check mark. If I'm like, hey, I like it. And my teenage kids like it too. We're yeah. probably solid on what we picked for jewelry.
Yeah.
A lot of earrings, again, because you don't have to worry about size or fit that way, you know, and everybody can use a pop of something mm-hmm. to just finish an outfit.
I think the snacks are my favorite.
We do have some amazing snacks.
I like taste testing the samples. I'm not going to lie. That's one of the bonuses of owning the store.
And we did add some giftable items that are samples, like sample kits. So there's a Grill Master kit with a lot of seasonings from Salt Sisters. There's a bread dip. There's just a variety of things that are easy enough to send. You're fairly familiar. You should be comfortable. If you know someone likes to eat, likes to taste things, it's probably a safe bet that one of these would work for them too, right? Just to expand and add some local flavor.
Exactly. I love it. I love it. Megan, what motivates you to keep being a part of Indiana Gifts? Not gonna lie, it's probably not the paycheck. So we can just skip over that part.
Okay, so I think shopping local is one of my superpowers. I really, really do love sourcing and finding and connecting local products with people who are going to be excited and passionate about supporting local brands. So it's being able to connect consumers with local companies who put out tremendous products, you know, and knowing that I know the stories behind these brands and trying to help share those stories with shoppers as well.
Coming up, Megan and I are going to share some of the challenges we've had and successes along the way of launching this store and what we want you to know about launching your own e-commerce site. This is Local Matters. Local Matters is brought to you by IndianaOwned.com, where you'll find our members that are business owners who want you to know that they live here, work here, and play here. They're the business owners donating food to shelters, sponsoring the Little League teams, and employing hundreds of thousands of people in our state. Every business on IndianaOwned.com falls into one of two categories. They're either an original, meaning the company is Indiana-owned and operated, headquartered here, and not part of an out-of-state chain, or they are a franchise friend, meaning the franchise is Indiana owned and operated. The owner lives here in Indiana and is engaged in our community. When you see the Indiana owned badge, you know you are supporting a local business. And we like to make shopping simple for you as well at our sister company, Indiana.gifts. Every product you see on there, from the coffee mug to the scarf to the candle, is made by an Indiana owned company. Take your picks. Send a gift to yourself or send it to a friend and know that you are supporting local along the way. And we want to thank you for supporting local too. Use the discount code LOVELOCAL at checkout and we'll give you 10% off just to say thank you. We've been chatting with Megan Martin, creative manager of Indiana Gifts, who joined our company in February of this year. Is that right?
Right around Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, time is flying by. I can't keep track of anything. But it feels like we just had the Hoosier Artisan Boutique. Like, it doesn't feel like it was that long ago.
It has been a crazy period of time. I think I'll just go with that because I can't even say year anymore.
Right.
Because it's almost as though it was the fastest, slowest last 2 years possible.
Right. Like, I don't even remember January because, you know, I was like in bed with COVID and quarantine. I'm like, did January actually happen? I don't remember. Pretty sure I ended up in my backyard in my pajamas, wrapped in a winter coat, shooting bow and arrows after watching every Hunger Games movie during quarantine. I do remember that. But again, no sense of time. But we try to help you get some of that time back with the way we have things organized on shopindianagifts.com now. We redid all of that. We have hundreds of products, right? So many new vendors. It was a lot of fun putting this together, but there are challenges, you know, to what we do. I know my biggest challenge, but I want to hear yours first. What do you think is most challenging about running this online store?
I think it's the back end, like, I don't want to say paperwork management because it's all digital, but it very much is making sure inventory is staying tracked and making sure that descriptions are accurate and making sure that everything is actually loaded when we expect it to be active. So, you know, I actually just found another item that wasn't showing in our Facebook shop that should have been, but for whatever reason didn't get added when we were adding new product. And so, you know, periodically going through and having to do audits to make sure things are showing up where they're supposed to show up, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I think for me, the biggest challenge, and sometimes this is with any business, is figuring out who your audience really is. There is such a variety of customers for Indiana Gifts. They're from all over the country, right? It's both male and female and whatever. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason. And I thought local pickup was going to be really popular, but actually we ship more, like way more than we have local pickups. And I think that was something that really surprised me, you know, when we first launched, because we do local delivery too. You know, like I'll drop something off in Zionsville on my way home if I need to. But I think I was so surprised with how much we ship.
Well, and not just ship within Indiana, shipping out of state. Yeah. That was what took me by surprise.
Yeah. Yeah. And so again, because, you know, we can see the billing address, we can see the shipping address. And, you know, as much as I thought it was going to be all Indiana, it is not. Indiana is a very small portion of our customer base. And I actually hear that from a lot of our Indiana owned members, right? Is they do more business outside of our state than in state. And so that's something that I really want to, you know, focus on, you know, going into 2023. How do we help people appreciate what's here before they leave and it's too late? Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's, we are the missing factor. Like somebody moved to Connecticut and they miss us, so they're going to buy stuff from us. Or someone left the state and they're missed, and so they send stuff, you know, something is sent to them. And it's like, how do we help people discover what we have to offer and know that, hey, if you're in the area of 99th and Michigan Road, you just order on the website. I'll have it ready for you. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It is rather interesting that it's easier to find online buyers than sometimes than it is to find your local.
Yeah.
Right? And maybe that's just because you're I think people are creatures of habit, right? So if you know you can get this thing at this particular place, that's where you're going to go. Or if you're already at the store, you're going to pick up, right. You know, you're picking up groceries, you can pick up an extra item.
Yeah.
But when you're looking for something, you know, exceptional or different or unique, where do you go for those things?
Right. And again, I don't want to be anybody's competition either. You know, like I'm not trying to put anybody else out of business. I'm really trying to showcase, you know, what they could have in their store too.
Right. Right. I think more and more people are seeing the impact that being local can have on their communities and on, you know, the things going on around them. It's small local businesses that are supporting, you know, your sports teams. And when groups are doing fundraisers, it's the local businesses that are, you know, making sure those happen. So, there's a big difference in knowing how much more of your money stays in your community locally when it's spent with a local business. I think it's like 68%.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So if you spend $1, 68 cents stays here locally. If it's spent with an independent business, national chain is somewhere down in the low 40s. And then franchises are in between there, right? Yeah. So even a franchise is better for your local community than a national chain. We have lots of stats on the homepage of IndianaOwned.com. And that's, you know, our love of local and Indiana Owned is what made us want to start Indiana Gifts, right? So when the pandemic first started, everything got shut down. We had so many members that lost their retail spaces and they were not set up to do online sales. And that's what Indiana Gifts was birthed from, right? We wanted to help those members. And it was successful, And so we keep doing it, and I want to keep doing it. And I love showcasing all of these different makers and all of these different products. And we have so much up our sleeve that's going to be improved and that we are excited to launch. Megan, can you give us some teasers of what we're working on?
So we did just revamp all of the ways people can easily find products by changing how our menu was set up. So we've created a shop by occasion, shop by recipient, shop by brand, so we can do brand features. We have more than 50 Indiana brands now. Shop by price, if that's something that is a concern and you want to just send, you know, a sweet little gift to a friend that could use a pick-me-up, that's a really great way to look for items that can be just fun. And honestly, everything on the website is very affordable. It's right? Kind of crazy the quality you get for what you're getting. It's astonishing. Yeah.
Well, and I really want to start doing more like social, like more videos, right? And kind of showing people, you know, what this stuff actually looks like, right? You know, more 360 views. Hey, this is how big this really is. You know, because again,
that unplugged soy candle, like you see it sitting there and you're like, oh, okay, it's really pretty. And then when you see it in person, you realize, oh my goodness, this is like the size of a cantaloupe.
Right. And you have to hold it with
150 hour berm time or something like that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty spectacular what we have, you know, next door in the Indiana Gifts room over there. And I can't wait to showcase it in person again. That's fun. You know, I love meeting people, right? And I think we do have a lot of fun at shows, you know, in different pop-ups that we do, but you know what my big dream is, Megan?
You want a storefront.
I want a storefront. And people think I'm crazy, but I am crazy, so it doesn't matter, right? Like, normal is boring. Crazy is super fun. And I understand, you know, brick and mortar, you know, it's tough. It is tough, but
it's a whole nother set of issues and problems and concerns. And
yes. Yes. And 2 years ago, was it 2 years ago? No, it was last year. Oh my gosh. Just, April of last year, we had a spot picked out. We were going to move to Main Street, and Speedway. And there was just something in my gut that told me it wasn't the right move or it wasn't the right time. And, you know, I think as a business owner, sometimes that's one of the biggest fights that we have is with ourselves. Right. And what's in our gut and what we want to do and what we need to do. And I think for me as a business owner, that's one of my biggest challenges. And one of the biggest things I have to overcome is being like, no, this is what we're seeing. This is what has to happen, even though I want to do all this stuff over there. So yeah, I want a brick and mortar. But you know, the numbers have to work out, to make that happen. Right. And I think it's good that I didn't jump on that. You know, maybe it would have worked out just fine. But nobody has a crystal ball, right? Like, you look at what you've done in the past to figure out what to do in the future. And I don't know about you, Megan, but you know, as a business owner, I think my gut is usually the best indicator of what needs to be done.
See, and I go back and forth because sometimes it's a question of, are you scared to do this just because it's different and it's unfamiliar territory? Or are you scared because there's a lot of risk involved and maybe you're not, you don't have a solid enough foundation for that risk yet?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's tough, right? And there's so many different factors that go into running a business. And if you're thinking about opening a business, we are adding the checklist for starting your business. It's going to be on our blog at indianaowned.com. So I want you to check that out. It's thorough might be an understatement. It's quite long, but I didn't want you to miss any tips or tricks or legal or financial things that you need to consider. But I definitely recommend checking that out while you can. It may be hidden soon. Who knows? So I want you to check that out. And, you know, if you have a question about retail, if you have a question about e-commerce, you know, if you're an Indiana owned member, That is one of the benefits, is being able to access people that you can talk to about this. I mean, we don't have all the answers, but together we have more answers than we don't. And so I think for me, being able to lean on people that have done this already has been super, super beneficial, because, you know, Megan, you're amazing at research and you can usually find an answer or a thread or, you know, something about what we're trying to figure out, but it is not easy. Like, people do not always share on the internet as easily as they do on Facebook about their personal lives.
True. I will say, you know, having developed my business as part of the craft community, like, they're crazy good people, right? Almost all of them are generous with information like that to a fault. You know, if you're asking them specifically how they make their product, that's another thing.
Right.
But when you're talking about business and promotion and how to get the word out and all of those things in general, the amount of information that gets shared and, you know, brought along to help each other network and build businesses together has been pretty fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to say, I mean, a lot of people who started on Etsy back in 2008 in the Indiana, you know, central Indiana area, a lot of them still have businesses that are thriving, which is remarkable given mm-hmm. the failure rate for small businesses.
Yeah, it's pretty disturbing. You know, the number of businesses that fail within the first year, 5 years, 10 years. I mean, half the businesses started are not in business 10 years later. I mean, it is a tough road, but together we can make it a little easier for everyone. And we hope that at Indiana Gifts, we're doing our part to support local business owners and these small businesses that are contributing to your community. So we would love for you to check out the website. It's shopindianagifts.com. You can also find us on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on LinkedIn. We're on Pinterest. We're in all the places that the internets tell us we need to be. And also, we want to thank you for listening to the show and supporting Indiana Gifts. So if you use the code WISH22, so Wish TV is the parent company of the All Indiana Podcast Network, where this is distributed. Use the code WISH22 at checkout, and we will give you 10% off just to say thank you for listening. So I really hope that you'll take advantage of that. And, you know, we do have the holiday weekend coming up. We are in summer mode, right? Megan, what are some of the things that we are going to be highlighting in the month of July?
So for summer, we do have a category featuring items that are red, white, blue. And then we've also added, we said, and barbecue too, but we've added a lot of our local flavor offerings, just because if you're grilling out, you're trying something different. You're doing a lot of, you know, if you throw together a charcuterie board when your family gets together, because that way everybody can pick and choose what they want to pick. And it's not, oh, I didn't want that thing. You know, you can try and sample a lot of different things. So local flavors is on there. And then just, we added, a lot of babies get born towards the start of school. So I think the highest number of birthdays are in August and September here in the United States. So we.
September baby.
One of mine is a September baby and the other's in October. So, you know, we did add a few baby gifts from a maker in Bargersville that are just sweet additions to add. And again, we've got some amazing cards that can get tagged in and added along with. And planners. We have some absolutely phenomenal academic year planners. So I don't know about everybody else, but I always dreaded it when my kids were in the middle of programs and sports and events. And come January, I had to switch calendars, even though, like, it was the same stuff going on in December was happening in January, mm-hmm. but I had to copy it all over and change it. I think 3 academic calendars that start in July and go through next June. That way your year, if your year revolves around the school year, like so many people do,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to change calendars in January. You can actually enjoy your Christmas vacation.
I love that. I love that. Megan, thank you so much for everything that you've done to help grow our store and support local business owners. I'm thrilled to have you a part of the team, and I can't wait to see where we take this.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
And thank you for listening to Local Matters, made possible by Indiana Owned and Indiana Gifts. It's an honor to bring you incredible stories about Indiana owned businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. Learn more about why Local Matters at indianaowned.com. And if you're an Indiana business owner, join our community at indianaowned.com/apply. I'm Mel McMahon. And until next time, keep supporting local.
Thanks for listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Owned, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. Find local now at indianaowned.com.